Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. This is a shortened bonus edition to showcase Southbound Sound's latest EP out on local label Nordic Tracks. We will get to that shortly, but first, let's check out this week's track of the week. This is a new one on Foliage Records. It's a vocal bass bomb. This is Real People, Micah Paris, and Leroy with I Wanna Thank You. Enjoy. Okay, a nice track of the week there from Real People. That was called I Wanna Thank You. It's from a deep house label I was unfamiliar with called Foliage Records. A lot of good tracks on there and definitely one for you to check out. On to the feature for this episode. Southbound Sounds are a recently formed production duo from Ireland. Here they talk about production, DJing, and the flavor of Irish club music. This features all four tracks from their familiar EP. Full track list is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a collection of Southbound Sounds web links. Let's check out the interview. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Alan Keane, part of an Irish production duo who go by the name of Southbound Sounds. They've just dropped the familiar EP on Vancouver's Nordic Tracks label. It's a four-tracker featuring a couple of deep ones, a nice vocal sample, and an uplifting one called Lagos. They've kindly agreed to share their thoughts on how the EP came together. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Southbound Sounds. So to start off with, how did you guys connect, and how do you define your sound?
I think we connected over the internet during lockdown. I was running a promotions night. I got a DJ in to do a warm-up for us. His name was Lalo Lee. Lalo Lee had his own record out, and Greg was a fan of Lalo's record. And we met from there then. Me and Greg got in contact, and then we just kept in contact. And I think I sent him a track to remix for me, and I think he came back with a remix within 24 hours, and it was bang on. So I submitted a demo out to a few labels, Expanded Records took the release, the single and the remix, and a lot of labels liked the sound, and they wanted us to do a demo for them. And one of the labels was Deep Fix, and they persuaded us to work together as a collaboration instead of two separate entities. So that's how we came together, Southbound Sounds.
And then, was there an aspect of growing up in Ireland that inspired you to produce this type of music?
Yeah, there was a big house scene in Cork. Greg is from Cork. I'm from Tipperary originally. It's close enough to Cork, so we used to go to Cork and Sir Henry's and listen to some of the best DJs going. Fish Go Deep, Greg and Shane, they were called at the time. Used to bring in a lot of international guests, and we just used to go down and maybe bank holiday weekends, and you might get to see, I don't know, 3 or 4 international DJs over the weekend, you know?
How did you first get into production?
I was actually traveling at the time, and I couldn't bring my techniques with me or my whatever was going at the time. So I just bought a laptop, and I started mixing MP3s on the Traktor and stuff like that. And then I think I tried Ableton for a while, but I didn't get into it. Then I downloaded, I think Gavin Bice actually told me about Logic, and I started messing around with that. But Greg started using Ableton. So he's a whiz on Ableton, and I know my way around Logic now. I think I spent about 10 years just self-teaching myself, you know. I think Greg is the same as well on Ableton.
Okay, and within Logic for yourself, are there a lot of go-to VSTs that you have, or do you have your external gear that you use, or what's your approach?
I keep it simple, stupid. I have some go-to ones that I've gone to over the years, and they really are the simple ones, but like maybe a preset and stuff that I'm looking for, rather than trying to figure out the actual mechanics of the whole lot of it, because it is, if you get too deep into it, you can get lost. I'm just looking for a sound rather than to figure out the mechanics of it all, you know. So I go to my presets, yeah.
When you are producing a track, do you usually have an idea in your head before you sit down to make it, or do you kind of just jam around and see what happens?
Depends on where you are, maybe in your production life cycle, if you want to call it. You're obviously learning as you go, so each time you're doing something, you picked up something new, and you usually bring that with you. So if we use the example of the maybe Familiar EP, I think I downloaded MPC Beats. It's a free software. I used it as a plugin. It basically gives you like an MPC within Logic as well. So then I started to put in one-shot samples of 808s and 909s. They would be my go-to sound. And I started to make basic beats. I think I made three tracks, basic beats, different tempos, different variations of rhythms. And I think I sent them off to our friend Morris Reverie in Nigeria, and he laid some vocals on them. While he was laying the vocals, I kept going with one of the tracks. I just filled it out. I probably layered it, then I just went through some. I kind of draw my MIDI onto the software, which is pretty basic, but I find the sound I want, and then I might run it through some VSTs then, and then get a nice sound, and then I layer it with samples, then I fill it out, and then the vocal came back. So then we had the other track, I Wish, and then I layered the vocals on that one, and again then I filled it out a bit more, and maybe fill in the spaces with some background sounds, you know. While I was doing that, now Greg was working on the title track Familiar himself, and he was working on Submerge as well. So he did them two and I did the other two, and that's how that EP came together.
So how did you guys connect with Nordic Tracks?
I'm a big fan of Gavin Bice and Fish Go Deep, and so is Greg. I'm from Tipperary. It's actually in the middle of Cork and Waterford, so we always had to go between. There's no real scene in the place I'm from, so we always had to travel either Cork, Waterford, Dublin or Galway. So I was in the middle of Fish Go Deep and Gavin Bice, and I suppose Fish Go Deep, they inspired me probably to DJ, and then Gavin Bice probably inspired me to get into production. So that's it. And they're obviously both on the same label, so that was it.
So you kind of mentioned Fish Go Deep and Gavin Bice. I'm wondering, beyond them, are there one or two producers or DJs whom you guys really admire and why?
Yeah, I think Kerry Channer now would be a big one for me personally, because he was probably the only major underground house DJ that used to come to Ireland, and he would maybe tour Ireland rather than just fly in and fly out. You could get to know him, you could go up and have a chat with him, he'd have a chat with you, he'd give you records, he'd sign records, he'd ask you what you're into, what do you want, what would you like to listen to tonight, you know, that kind of way, without getting into requests and all that. And he turned out then to be one of the biggest DJs in the world, you know, so...
And then as we wrap up here, is there anything else that you want to promote at this time?
Just myself and Greg, I suppose. We're doing a, a few more demos. We're putting them out maybe to vinyl labels at the moment. So we're just submitting, some demos to some vinyl labels, which will be Sofa Movement Records in Ireland, one or two, Elevate in Berlin, and there's one or two more that I can't think of at the top of my head now.
Okay, this has been Southbound Sounds. A selection of Southbound Sound tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, TrackSource, and Bandcamp. Additionally, a full list of Southbound Sound web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
We
we are all done. This shortened edition of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Southbound Sounds for agreeing to interview and for allowing me to showcase the whole Familiar EP, which again is out now on Nordic Tracks. Head over to the Techno Progressivo Facebook page to check out the full track list for that EP, along with a collection of Southbound Sounds web links. Looks like they've got a lot of quality releases on the way. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can go to the Techno Progressivo show page at either CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. Lots of great guest mixes and interviews from the past await you. Before we head off, though, let's set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 15 years to 2006. This is a bassy vocal number on Pete Defeat's Lost My Dog Records from a true deep house maestro. It's Harold Heath with Streets Keep Rockin'. Enjoy this, and I will see you soon.